call the regular meeting of the Corvette School Board to order on Wednesday, November 20th at 6 p.m.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Miranda, here. Ide?
Here.
Idiwald?
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Gracie?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Roman?
Here.
Number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
One second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting, October 21st, 2024. Vouchers, or I see the special meeting, November 6th, 2024. General fund vouchers and financial report. Voids 106959, 107293, 107306, 107319, 107326, 107964, for a total of $765. ACHs 242500. 069 through 242500091 for $19,905.77. Checks 107915 through 108082 for a total of $519,629.56. Wire transfers 202400019 through 202400027. For a total of $193,778.73, for a total of $733,314.06.
Motion by Lyle.
Motion.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number six, public input. Number seven, correspondence recognition.
Thank you to Mrs. Dama, Mr. Allard.
Do you want me to read it?
No, it's all right. Mr. Coffeyhammer, I know it sounds terrible. Mr. White, and Mr. Corrigan, and all the elementary school staff who made the Veterans Day program a great success. The band played, the students sang, and our veterans were honored and thanked for their serving our country. Student Leadership Committee also offered a breakfast for the veterans. We had over 90 veterans come for breakfast before the program. It was a wonderful tribute to our service veterans.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Number eight, reports.
No student council.
Okay. We will skip number one, Mrs. Robinson.
Mine is going to be short and sweet so that I'm not talking too much. Just that we have Thanksgiving break coming up. Starting with a 2-hour early release on November 22nd, the week of Thanksgiving, November 25th through the 29th, the students and staff are off. We come back to school on Monday, December 2nd.
All
right.
That's all I got. Mr. Bauman.
I'd like to congratulate the 18 new inductees to this year's National Honor Society. The new members include Stephen Allard, Hazel Beano, Lillian Biondo, James Kane, Akayla Frost, Kaylee Durkin, Ryan Kaus, Leah Krause, Isabella Logan, Jasmine Martin, Kirsten Pusick, Addison Rayberg, Samantha Roman, Reese Shod, Hadley Sherman, Colton Carman, Taryn Tracy, and Adler Wilson. Mrs. Pluker formally inducted the group in a ceremony at Renee's for the new members and their parents on October 28th. Congratulations to all. And thank you to Mrs. Pluker for all the hard work she put into making the banquet a terrific success. Secondly, I'd like to congratulate Lauren Kaufman, Sage Panis, Michaela Corral, Alicia Pazorski, Stephen Allard, and Lily Widener for winning the High School Students of the Month Award for the month of October. Congratulations also goes out to McKenna Lisi, Eli Pusick, and Kayleen Womack for being recipients at the middle school level. I would also like to recognize Philip Angel. Lots of names here. Philip Angel, Riker Sherman, and Eva Tomaszewski for being chosen October's Lunch Bunch students in grades 7 through 12 by the math department. Mm-hmm. This award honors personality and helpfulness as well as academics. They received a Three Cousins Lunch and were recognized by their teachers in front of Kayla Ide, Kelly Robinson, and myself. And lastly, we have two more days before Thanksgiving break. Our students will have an early release on Friday at 1:25 p.m. and will have all week to relax and enjoy Thanksgiving. During this time, the boys' basketball team and the wrestling team will begin competitions, while the girls' basketball team will start their season tomorrow night against Leona Lubino. Good luck to all the teams as they prepare to compete in their winter sports seasons, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Mrs. Dana.
Our Read With Me volunteer program started on November 4th. So far, we have 9 community members who visit our school weekly, and collectively, they read with almost 40 students every week. We'd like to express our sincere thanks for those community members who are giving up their time each week to read with our students. Like Mrs. Robinson said, on November 11th, we had the honor of hosting our district's annual Veterans Day program. Guest speaker Bob Kleva shared an inspirational message to those in attendance, and our elementary students sang several beautiful songs to honor local veterans. Thanks to Mr. Allard and Mr. Coffhammer for preparing the elementary students and the high school band for their wonderful performances. Thanks to Ocean Lucas, Missy Brzezinski, and the Elementary Student Leadership Committee for organizing a wonderful breakfast. Additionally, thanks to Sportsman's Cafe and the parents who donated food to feed the 90 visitors that joined us for breakfast. Congratulations to our reading interventionist, Amy Dyer, who was awarded our elementary school staff member of the month for the month of October. Ms. Dyer was nominated by her colleagues for working tirelessly to create a positive and nurturing environment for our students. And lastly, we are gearing up for our elementary school Christmas concerts. The concert for 1st through 6th grades will be held in the high school gym on December 9th at 6 p.m. And our 4K and 5K students will have their concert on December 12th in the elementary school gym at 2 p.m.
All right, thank you, Mr. White.
Okay, installation of the new elementary boiler is finally complete. The final inspection was performed on November 8th, and a punch list with a few minor completion items was created and shared with the contractor, our installation contractor, Energy Control and Design. Startup and owner training was completed on November 10th by Energy Control and Design, along with representatives from the boiler distributor. And in the rare instances that this new boiler cannot keep up with the heating demand, the old boiler will come online and make up the difference. And so this is kind of a temporary setup until we redo the entire boiler room, hopefully in the fall or summer next year. A panel that operates our fire alarm system at the high school, middle school failed and needed to be replaced. The panel was installed when the building was built and served us well for nearly 25 years, and we hope that the new panel would last at least that long. Lastly, the old blue press box that is on the west side of the football field is in serious decay and needs to be replaced. We've begun the process of cleaning it out so it can be torn down in the coming weeks, and I've heard rumor that there are some local business owners that are maybe donating materials and labor to build a new one for us in the spring.
All right, Mr.
Schramm. Good evening. We have recently implemented new security measures to help further secure access to our student information and finance system. By enabling a single sign-on, our staff and students can log into Skyward with a single set of credentials instead of an additional username and password. Staff and students now log into Skyward using their existing school-issued Google account. With renovations soon to occur at the elementary school, the technology department was searching for a new storage and workspace location, as we've been using unused classrooms on the third floor for many years, which are soon to become classrooms again. There were no plans for the unused wood shop, so it began taking shape this morning to become the new technology room area. We worked with maintenance staff to rearrange the existing shop area so we can start moving items in starting tomorrow. And finally, we are looking forward to Thanksgiving break next week to continue working on developing the new technology workspace. I've also scheduled a couple contractors to be on site during the holiday recess to tackle several more projects so we don't cause disruptions during the school day while staff and students are on break. That's all I have.
Awesome.
Thank you. Mrs. Lehner. Okay, welcome. So this is my
welcome,
first
by the
update.
Way.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so if this is too much for the future, let me know. Currently, we have one major program running that's our youth cheer. A shout out to the high school cheerleaders. They recently did a brat fry, with Pelicans. I want to highlight them because a lot of those high school girls help with our younger youth teams and have for a really long time. So shout out to those girls. Cheer practices are running smoothly in preparation for competitions coming. in the next several months. We've got athletes from 4K, our glitter team, all the way up to our high school team. We all kind of go to these things as a group, so I always want to include the high school team in that. We do have a new team, our Royal team. This is coached by Miss Amber Zielinski and is for NEH special ability students. We're very excited to have this for our school and our students. Appleton competition coming up in January. We have a total of 5 youth cheer teams with 70 students. That's how large that is just for our school. Children's Theater is also currently running. They're going to be doing a performance or production, of The Jungle Book. Those practices are running and will continue leading up to their production, which should be, if I remember correctly, in March. And those are all on the school calendar if anybody wants to know when they are. Upcoming, we've got holiday dancers. Sign-ups are open for a couple more days. We have 19 students at last check. Those performances will be the 17th and 20th of December at the basketball games. So stay tuned for times so you can go and see all of those adorable children doing their holiday dances. We had a couple that are currently, they're dormant now for the season, youth football and flag football. We had one class recently, the ornament felting class, that Miss Dawn had run actually just, I believe it was
yesterday.
We had 4 participants that attended that class and all gave positive feedback and look forward to another felting class in the future. Acknowledging that the registration process was a little rocky, as we had some that were having trouble printing the registration to return that in. We are looking kind of behind the scenes to explore some different aspects of registration and recording. I'm continuing to dive into different aspects, and each week I'm making more progress and becoming more and more available for anybody that needs me. And the goal that I have initially is just to restructure and put in some formal documentation processes so that anybody that has a question about how to do something as far as creating or tracking, it'll be a very straightforward, anybody will be able to have access to it and see how that works.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, number 9, information discussion, a referendum update.
All right. November 5th referendum question was passed by our voters at a 58.8%. Prior to the election, we had put out the request for qualifications to 9 construction management companies with a due date of November 12th. We received 6 from interested companies. The admin team met and narrowed the list down to 3 companies that we will interview December 2nd. That's with Buildings and Grounds Committee. In order to quickly start the bonding process, we will need to hold a special board meeting on December 4th in order to allow time for the paperwork to be completed in order to close in 2024. There's a limit on how much you can borrow per year. So if we start it and get it closed in 2024, we can do a chunk of it, and then we start earning interest on that money right away. And then in the new year, we'll do the other part of it. Brian Brewer from Baird will be at the meeting to help walk us through that process of going through the bonding. Does November 4th, that was something that worked for Brian. Does that work for? December 4th.
Could we do it a little earlier?
We can. He said time didn't matter for him.
Are you guys okay with 4, this 4th?
It's a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday.
December 4th.
At what time?
I won't be available till after 6:30.
Doesn't matter to me. If 6:30 works, 6:30 is fine.
It should be a pretty straightforward meeting. I mean, again, they're just voting to go forward with the bonding, so it shouldn't go late.
But Taylor, so when you say sit after 6:30, do you say 6:40?
6:45.
I
want 6:45.
6:45. Just have to do it for the interviews.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen. Does that work, Sarah? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. B, WASB, alternate for State Education Convention.
Lyle has now informed us that he will be able to attend the convention and is willing to serve as an alternate. So later, there'll be action on that to name him the alternate delegate.
C, artificial intelligence presentation.
Sharon Bernier, our library media specialist, is going to give us a short presentation on what artificial intelligence is, how students and teachers use it, and what trends we are seeing in education.
I think I caught your...
All right. Sorry for that.
Mrs. Robinson, as she said, has asked me to just do a brief presentation. She asked me to give you a 5-minute presentation on AI, which I think that's like cooking Thanksgiving dinner in 20 minutes. So, just for the record, why would a librarian give this presentation? I am the hub of our school with information, and AI kind of falls under that. I have a conference coming up next month and usually get a lot of new AI information. AI comes out with new information every, I swear, 5 minutes. So what I'm sharing with you is just useful that we've used in the school, what I've done and given to teachers, and just to talk a little bit about it so people are not nervous about it. So just some fun things. If you watched the Dolphins-Jets game on Black Friday last year, AI was in control of that game. Prime bought the rights to that game. And if you watched that game, you had to log into your Prime account, and they showed commercials based on what was in your cart and what you searched last. AI is all around us. And that was really weird to think that people that were watching that game didn't get the same commercials. It was based on what you had in your cart and what you searched. If you use your, that's my iPhone, and actually it gives you the predictors. Those are all AI things, artificial intelligence. If you use Snapchat, there's a feature on there that gives you, there's a bot on there, and if there's a chat bot on there, that's AI. So it's all around us. ChatGPT, I actually, this is my account, my school account, but I did put on here, you can see what I've searched and what I've done. You can see that this was actually an assignment I had to do at UW-Milwaukee a few years ago, 2 years ago, when I was in school. AI is definitely, you can use it. You have to cite your source. Here's a question I asked. It helped me write my paper in a really nice, neat way, and I could use some of the ideas. I couldn't copy it. I had to cite my source and do those things. So important things that we have to teach our students and what we need to use. Some things that teachers can use, they can look up depth of knowledge questions to help them guide their questions. You can even ask, if you have chicken in your refrigerator, what you can make with your chicken tonight. So it is very useful to use other than just school. So that's part of that. I use Canva a lot in our school. A lot of the things that you see post on Facebook is using Canva. So I just created an image. You can create an image by typing in a few words. And I set a school board sitting around a table in a boardroom with the colors of blue and gold. And I did this multiple times to get multiple views. Here's the
That's exactly cartoon. What we look like.
Yeah. It is. So those are pretty useful things. You can create images that become yours, but also citing your sources. All right. Those are some pretty cool things. Let me just go back to presentation mode. Okay. So just for some information and knowledge, when Netflix came out, it took them three and a half years to get 1 million users. If you cruise down, you'll see Facebook took 10 months, and you cruise all the way down, and you see ChatGPT took 5 days to get 1 million users. So AI is something that's blowing up. It's big. It's changing. It's just giving you an idea of how fast things are happening with AI and how fast people are going in with it. Brisk is something I talked to our staff about. It's a little icon that goes on, and it has an AI detection. So if a student is writing a paper, it will use AI detection. They can use AI detection to try to find if a student has used AI, if they said they didn't, or however that might look. Or it also offers a lot of other really nice things. You can run the paper through, and it'll give suggestions. That is just a simple tool that teachers can use. There's another one called Magic School AI, and that one is very useful as well, and that one was presented too, but 5 minutes. So why teach AI? It's here. It's already here. Like, we have to be forward-thinking in order to keep ahead of the times. I was looking up some information, and when I was reading about that, 25% of Google coding is now generated by AI. So a huge portion of that job is watching and making sure that AI is running Google correctly. There's also hallucinations. There's errors in AI. If I type in that ChatGPT, it says on the bottom, there could be mistakes. So we need to teach students that there can be mistakes. You can't just take the word because AI said it doesn't mean it's true. So we have to teach those things. There's chatbots on on AI, we have to teach students that chatbots are a computer, it's not people, and how we can differentiate between those things. Of course, my big thing is ethics and citing sources and making sure people know what you used or didn't use, that we're not stealing information and claiming it as our own. And so what does that look like for school? Well, currently we're creating an AI / digital citizenship curriculum that will be shared, that'll be K-12, and that we're trying to figure out what we need to be providing students in that online platform. So I don't know if that was 5 minutes, but happy close.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Any questions or thoughts or anything on AI? It's definitely changing the landscape of education, so.
Perfect, thank you. Middle school overnight tutor.
Kelly, do you want to talk about, middle school is requesting board approval for an overnight trip.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'm here to request approval for our junior high cheer team to travel to their state championship competition in Lake Geneva, January 10th and 11th. Side note, they were state champions last year.
Very awesome.
All right. Questions?
Yeah.
All right, and then as long as you're up there, high school overnight and out of state cheer trip.
I'm requesting approval for our high school team to travel to the America's Cup cheerleading championship at Universal Studios in Florida. The dates that the girls would miss school would be February 6th, the 7th, there is no school. The 10th and the 11th, pending our travel arrangements and the cost. Last year we were approved for an extra day, but ended up coming home Monday just because of the cost of how everything worked out. But last year was our first time at this particular competition. It's new and growing. It's bigger than last year, and it was an awesome experience.
Questions? All right, thank you. F Skills USA Club.
All right, our tech ed teacher, Scott Russell, who's here, is seeking board approval to start a Skills USA Club. Skills USA is a partnership of students, teachers, and industry working together to ensure America has a skilled workforce. Skills USA helps each student excel. We provide educational programs, events, and competitions that support career and technical education in Wisconsin and the nation's classrooms. There's I printed off something from Skills USA's website that was in your board packet just for more information. It's not something that we've ever had before. However, it is very popular in the area, and there's lots of different areas that students can compete. Again, it's very focused on like career readiness. So, and then they actually compete in their skills. So,
you know, next time when you forward it on, don't put the little YouTube thing on there, because I bet you I spent 10 minutes trying to get it to play.
Yeah.
I was on.
Is that
when
your
I'm,
biggest complaint, that's honestly?
The Skills USA website, and then just went to print, and then instead of printing, I saved it as a PDF. So because it was on the website, yeah, no, you would not be able to play that because it was a PDF.
I was multitasking. It was on the side of my other computer, and I'm sitting here trying to hit it, and it's not playing. I'm doing other work, and I'm hitting it.
I'm not kidding.
You know what that means. Don't multitask. All right.
Questions? Anything else you
want to
add, Mr. Russell?
Pretty much it. It's a Career Tech student organization. Plan on doing it. Eventually having the state director come in and give us his whole spiel on what it does for our district and for our students mainly. And run it.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Good deal.
All right, Middle School Science Club.
All right, Mr. Graves is here, and he has requested the addition of a Middle School Science Club. Again, there was information for Mr. Graves that was included in your board packet. I don't know if you want to say anything other than what you provided, Mr. Graves.
So just to highlight some main things, it's taking a lot from what I had as an elective class, Lego Robotics, Connects Kits with roller coasters, and then a new addition is the Flex Farm Hydroponics, in which we successfully grew some romaine lettuce, and we ate it the other day in one of our school lunches. So just running and maintaining that and getting the students involved.
All right, questions from Mr. Graves? Awesome. AH Wrestling Co-op?
The Wrestling Co-op started with the 23-24 season last year. And we have been co-oping for wrestling with Wasaki. Monday started the second year of the two-year agreement. The board is asked to renew that co-op agreement for the 25-26 and 26-27 seasons.
Questions? Good. You guys are an easy crowd tonight.
Right.
Building grounds, transportation, technology committee appointments.
So currently, now you're probably going to have to help me. I know it's Sunny and Amy. And is it Sarah? Who else?
Our buildings grounds?
Yes.
It's
Sunny.
Sunny.
Amy.
Amy. And
Sarah.
Yes. Yes.
Sarah. Okay. Sarah. And there was a discussion at the last meeting, at the special meeting, about Lyle taking over for Amy. So,
which I would greatly appreciate.
Yeah. If that works, again, that's not an action, but just want to make sure that it's talked about at the meeting, if you're good with that.
Yep.
So then building grounds, transportation, and technology committee will consist of Sunny.
And now you're committed for December 2nd.
Yeah.
I know.
Sarah and Lyle. Yeah, and you're
that.
In there on the interviews.
I already arranged
uh-huh.
That was a sly one.
Right?
I was born at night, not last night. All right, item scheduled for action, A, resignations.
Elementary teacher Ann Marlott has tendered her retirement at the end of the 24-25 school year.
I make a motion to approve her resignation.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, appointments.
Volunteer chaperones. There's a list of volunteers and chaperones included in your packet. You can choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
I'll make a motion to approve the list of volunteer chaperones.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, WASB alternate for state education convention.
The board has asked to designate an alternate delegate for the state education convention, and Lyle has said he's willing to do that.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kim.
I second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, certified 2024 November referendum election results.
Board is asked to certify the 2024 November referendum election results.
I make a motion to certify the results.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, middle school overnight cheer trip.
Board is asked to approve the overnight middle school cheer trip as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. F, high school overnight and out-of-state cheer trip.
Board is asked to approve the overnight and out-of-state high school cheer trip as presented earlier in the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kayla.
I'll second.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. G, Skills USA Club.
Board is asked to approve the creation of a Skills USA Club as presented earlier in the meeting.
I make a motion to approve the club.
A second.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. H, Middle School Science Club.
Board is asked to approve the creation of a Middle School Science Club.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Kim.
A second.
Seconded by Kayla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. By the way, we might have a fundraising opportunity for either of you on, I think, December 7th. If you're interested, talk to Mrs. Robinson. I, Wrestling Co-op.
Board is asked to approve the Wrestling Co-op with Wasaki as presented earlier in the meeting.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
Okay.
Seconded by Sarah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
I'll make a motion for you.
Motion by Kayla.
Second.
Seconded by Kim.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, we're adjourned at 6:30.